Lord Jesus, you became man to teach us many things, but nothing more fundamentally than the need to obey your laws, especially the two hardest laws you've given us. The law of charity, while loving others, able to be ready to die for those we claim to love, and your law of chastity, telling us that even, dear Lord, even to control our thoughts, not even have unchaste thoughts, and we know we cannot live a humanly impossible life without your grace. That is why we ask you, dear Mother, to make us apostles of the polite movement by being models of Christian charity and loving chastity. Amen. Thank you for listening. Are there any either questions or objections? I'll put me on the hearing aid on so I can hear well. And speak as loud as you can. Correctly, you're asking whether ignorance could excuse persons
from doing things that are objectively wrong. Is that your question? Says. And the first thing that I always look for is, what does the Latin say? Once you translate, you can change the meaning. Having taught my own judgments for so many years, over the years, having taught priests, everyone has a right to the truth. And consequently, speaking in context, a priest has the duty to tell the people that this is wrong. In other words, there was such a thing as culpable ignorance. In other words, ignorance as such does not excuse from sin. The question is whether my ignorance is culpable or not. Am I morally responsible for not knowing what I should know? And if there was one class of people in the world that had better witness to the truth, it is Catholic priests and Catholic bishops. In other words, only God knows our guilty. Many of the faithful, as we call them, are guilty, and they really are, because, and I have to say this, so many bishops and priests have not taught the people what they have a right and a duty to know. Am I clear? Responsibility for the failure of so many professed Catholics fail to practice the chastity without which you just cannot, I won't say overcome, even cope with the culture of death. One of the main reasons is because so many, I have to say this, members of the hierarchy have not had either the courage or the wisdom to teach the truth here on the matter of chastity.
Father, if I may ask, and I think it might be a useful point of clarification,
as long as you can.
Sure.
I've got two hearing aids.
I think our generation looks at chastity and celibacy as really what we tend to do, that people might not necessarily understand that.
Well, I didn't think I would say this, but as some of you know, for some years now I've been giving teleconferences nationally, and a teleconference which I think is now already on the market is on Christian chastity, 12 tapes. And I can tell you, the objection was just raised. There is such widespread ignorance among Catholics on some of the most basic truths of our faith, including, say, the meaning of chastity. My coming to Chicago would have been worthwhile if somebody would remember the name, the official name, of Pope Pius XI's document on marriage. Costicolubi. Thank you. Marital chastity. In other words, you must all practice chastity. And the bottom line is, God has instituted the sacrament of marriage for two people to show, and this is the language, to show their selfless love for one another. Every sin against chastity is a sin of selfishness. Over the years, one of my favorite definitions of contraception is mutual masturbation. Selfish people will stop at nothing, including destroying the person whom they are supposed to love, like a child in a mother's womb.
I don't want to differentiate between chastity and your state of life being to be married is a gift from God, and it doesn't mean not to have sexual intercourse, but that's what God meant sexual intercourse to be. It's a gift from God. And
right. How many lives are being sold by our modern media? As though Christianity teaches that sex enjoyment is wrong. No. Sexual pleasure is holy. But it is holy because it is to be enjoyed only, come only, by a husband and wife in their own marital relations. And once we know what chastity means, oh, how happy I be to give not just a lecture, but a good course in chastity. Chastity is enjoyable. Enjoyable by those who have a right to the enjoyment.
And do you think maybe society is saying it's okay and that, like, downplaying the guilt for doing selfishness?
Oh, yeah.
Every pleasure, anything goes, you know, feel to do it.
Yeah. If I want it. In other words, we have a free will. And consequently, we have a choice. Now, the basic choice we have to make in life, and that is the only real choice that we ever have to make in life, is to choose to do either what we want or what God wants. There's only one war that's ever been fought in history, the war between two wills, the human will and the divine will. And God wants us. He wouldn't have given us the great pleasures of sexual experience unless he wanted two people to love each other deeply, and then he repays their selfless love for one another and selfless love for the children they will bring into the world by giving them deep, deep enjoyment. Thank God for sexual pleasure, but we are to enjoy that pleasure according to God's will and not our own. Oh, yes.
Information
for us to utilize to be productive, share, and in order to be effective. Yes. Over the last 28 ages, as I said, you went to the Holy City. I never been paid 1 cent by the Vatican for my services. And they give me work to do. One of the things that I was told to do was to program a course in Catholic teaching based on the Catechism of the Catholic Church. This course is available and just for the price of the textbooks that are used. I recommend. Indicate that you're interested. And he began, and the Holy Father called in Mother Teresa and told her some 15 years ago, a lot of missionaries of charity to start teaching religion, to catechize and evangelize. Mother Teresa told the Holy Father, "What? Holy Father, our sisters are not trained for that." So then, the Pope told her, "Train them." And he sent from Cardinal Ratzinger. Within 3 weeks, I got a letter from Cardinal Ratzinger. The last 14 years, I've been teaching missionaries of charity what we're talking about here, so they in turn could teach others in over 100 countries. You are cordially welcome to take the course. 36 lessons corresponding to the number of sections in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Yes, Catholics desperately need to more clearly and deeply understand their faith. They'll be very happy to cooperate with any of you who are interested. In both coming here and listening. You know, to listen means you want to hear. You have wanted to hear. I thank you. I repeat, I am more than willing to assist any of you in learning your faith more deeply and more clearly, so you in turn can reach out in grace to others. Thanks again. Seems to be the end of our hour. I think we should finish with prayer. That's the way I may. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among them. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Mary, Mother of divine love,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Father, would you give us your blessings?
And here there are priests in the audience. And he taught in Latin. I like the Latin language. Benedictio Deo Omnipotentis, Pontus, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, discendit super vos, et Maria Semper. Amen. Once more, thank you.
Father Harlan is a holy man. He's humble. You see how the people approach him? That was just... There's an aura of humility about him. The people are afraid to connect to him. Like, well, he's approaching him.
Oh,
he's humble.
All right, you're up. Go ahead.
I can do as much for this Father Harlan thing.
Thank you.